Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue, it's the Jeff Wagner Show. Now, here's WTMJ's Jeff Wagner.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome back to the program. Greg Matzek, I asked you to hang around for just a minute, but before we get to what we're going to talk about, I used this phrase during the last segment, and one of our listeners doesn't understand it. I said, I'll bet you dollars to donuts. And the person said, what does that mean? You'll bet dollars to donuts. Now, I guess maybe it's a generational thing. You've heard that phrase before, right?
I have, but I guess I don't know what it means either. Is the only thing as appealing to dollars donuts?
Well, no. What it means is that, I mean, it means that I'll bet money and you put up a couple donuts. The idea being that the money is much more valuable than the donuts to be. And so, but of course, now with donuts cost, who knows? You know, that could be. I guess it depends on how many dollars you're going to put up. But the general sentiment behind it is, I'm willing to wager something more of value than you are in the different position.
Perceived value, right?
Perceived value, right.
My kid likes a donut more than she likes her $5 bill.
Right. Oh, ooh.
Well, she's six.
Right. Right. If that keeps up, that you're going to have problems moving on. Okay. You are doing something extremely both fun and exciting. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so it's the third year that I participated in the MacFund's Ringer event. I'm not a ringer on the golf course, Jeff, but I can hit a golf ball. Errant, often, but I like to hit a golf ball. So we're teaming up with the MacFund here for the annual Ringer event. It's at the Bog on Thursday, April 27th. Weather looks like it'll be nice. And I'm going to try and play 100 holes of golf for the MacFund. And it's third year doing it, and we've been able to raise a lot of money for the Mac Fund and pediatric cancer research, and it all stays here in Wisconsin, which is great. The weather looks great. I bring that up because it was 38 and sleeting last year, and it was a tough go on the golf course, but we got it done. But I'm hoping our fans come to support the mission here, and everybody knows the Mac Fund. It is an outstanding charity, but I thought I needed to have a little skin in the game as well. So you are one of, I think, four people, Jeff, maybe in this building, who have seen me with hair.
Yes, back in the day, yeah.
There are not many. I think maybe a couple of our engineers, maybe Vetrano, and yourself. That might be, maybe Bilstad. I got to go back in my timeline. But that's about it. So my wife has never seen me with hair. My children have never seen me with hair. I'm sure anybody listening to this program, unless we're related or we went to high school together, has never seen me
with
hair.
So it's been about 20 years. Yes. You started shaving your head about 20 years ago?
Yes, I think it was 2003.
Okay.
And I've never attempted to grow it back. However, I do know that hair would grow back. I'm just not exactly sure where.
Sure.
So I'm trying to reach my goal of raising $7,500 for the Mac Fund. And already we're at $5,370, which is great. So we're there. It's kind of the finish line here. If we can get 2,000 and change more raised, I will spend at least a month growing my hair back. And I may go longer. Not that I think it'll look good, but I'll give it a shot.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Now, see, this is interesting to me because, generally speaking, when people do this type of stuff, it's if I raise X amount of dollars, I'll cut my hair, I'll shave my head or whatever.
Right.
You're doing the flip side of this. You're going to grow hair.
Yeah, I don't know that many people are able to grow hair after they've taken it off. Maybe that's part of the reason. And I think Mother Nature has influenced my shaving of the head. And again, that was I was 23 years old. I'm 45 right now, so I don't know what's going to happen up there, but I think I'd have kind of a horseshoe thing going on. Nonetheless, I think it would be entertaining to give it a shot. And if that's what it takes for our listeners to throw in $5, $10, $50, whatever it is, I think it'd be great. It'd be a lot of fun to try. So what we've done here, Jeff, is we set up our talk and text line at 855-616-1620 with a very simple keyword, the word golf. If you text the word golf, you'll get your my donation page sent right to your phone.
Okay.
It will make it nice and easy. You can go through WTMJ.com, too, if you'd like. Look for all the pictures of me with hair. They're quite funny. Our digital department had fun at my expense. But the easiest thing to do is just text the word golf to 855-616-1620. All the information will get sent to you very safely and securely.
And, of course, this is it's like a little fun thing to encourage people to donate. But, I mean, this is a wonderful cause that you do this stuff for.
Well, no doubt. You know, the Mac Fund is, you know, certainly having two children of my own, and I'm thankful every day for their health. But certainly know that things could change in an instant. And oftentimes for families, it does change in an instant. And all of a sudden, their son or daughter is in a fight for their life, you know, before they're even in school. That is gut-wrenching to me. So the amount of money raised, that it all stays in Wisconsin, which is wonderful, supports research. And making progress? Yes. I mean, is cancer a done deal? Absolutely not. It likely never will be. But advancements in research have been nothing short of phenomenal over the last 30 years. There's all sorts of numbers that support that. But it has to keep going, right? It can't stop the fundraising efforts for you know, things like the MAC Fund, which has been kind of Wisconsin born and, and raised, you know, back in the Johnny Mac days.
Okay, so let's talk about the logistics of 100 holes of golf, because I've done similar things years past, not recently. Do you wear golf shoes? I wore tennis shoes when I did it. Do you wear golf shoes or tennis shoes?
So I have golf shoes that are kind of like tennis shoes now.
Right, okay.
Right? I mean,
yeah, it's changed a little
really
bit.
I don't
really
have like the spikes anymore.
Okay.
So the shoes that I'm going to wear are, they're good in the wet conditions, if there are wet conditions. And they're also comfortable, like legitimately comfortable. So that I'm with you. Your footwear is very important.
And you get your own golf cart, I assume.
Yes. Now, how much battery life is on the battery? Then you might need a second golf
cart.
That's
it. Now, are you playing with a partner, you know, or do you just go out and play by yourself?
Yeah,
how does it work?
I think there's 18 participants, and I'm going to be teaming up with Gabe Neitzel of ESPN Madison, or ESPN Wisconsin, and Stephen Watson from Bally Sports Wisconsin. So the three of us are going to play together. We'll all have our own cart and just sort of meet at the green after we tee off. That's kind of how it works. I typically will attempt my birdie putts and par putts. If I miss a par putt, I'm picking up and going.
Right, exactly.
Right? There are
right.
no bogeys in this event.
Right, yeah.
you know, and you can just sort of, you don't spend a lot of time hunting for your lost ball either.
Well, and you said you're playing at the bog, right?
At the bog. Looks like a nice day, too, which is good.
Yeah, well, the thing with the bog is there will be lost balls because, I mean, you've got that fescue grass and stuff. So, you know, if you don't hit it straight, you know, a lot of times you're going to be in the fescue.
Yeah, you can find me over there. I'll have pictures taken. Luckily, it's not grown up too high yet. It is, I guess, early enough in the season, but... It's a challenge. There's no doubt it's a challenge, and it's a lot of fun to take part in.
Okay, so once again, for everybody who wants to support this wonderful cause and wants to see you grow hair, what's the easiest way to do it?
Right. Text the word GOLF to 855-616-1620. My donation page will be sent right back to you. We already have had some people reaching out about potential matches, which is great if we can get to our goal. And we're about $2,000 away from the goal, and the event is Thursday. So we're trying to do a nice final push here over the course of the next... You know, 2-3 days and try and get to that total before I tee off Thursday morning.
Okay, well, as soon as I get off the air, Fran and I put us down for $100. So you're now $1,900 away from
there
your
we
goal.
Go.
So, and if anybody that's listening wants to match the Wagner's $100, that's it. We get 20 people, then you're all there and it's all set.
There we go. Nice and easy, right?
Well, exactly. There's nothing to it. Greg, thanks for doing all that you do. It's a wonderful cause, and hopefully everybody that's listening to us will say hi. I'm kind of curious. I wonder what he's going to look like with hair.
I'm curious myself.
Well, trust me, it's a completely different dynamic. Now, I happen to be fortunate because I still have most of my hair and stuff at my advanced age. And so I just don't know what I'd look like if I went the other way.
Yeah,
I don't really intend to find out if I don't have to.
Well, good,
so,
good.
All right, so text the word GOLF to 855-616-1620. We'll send you all the stuff. And if anybody wants to match the $100 that's coming from me and my wife, we would appreciate that. Greg, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Absolutely.